Okay, we spent 2 days on Suffolk Kiddushin. We move on to Suffolk Gerushin. Kosovik Savyadai. All right, before we start talking about Suffolk Gerushin, we have to just chazer what we learned here last year, numerous times, the Machlekes Ramei Reb and Reb Elazar. We had a Machlekes by Gittin, if Eide Chsima Karati or Eide Mesira Karati. I hope that sounds familiar. Who held which way? So Reb Elazar held Eide Mesira Karati, that the Iker Pool of a Get is through the Mesira Saget. And Rebeya held Eide Chsima Karati, that the Pool of Saget is through the Chsima is that are on the get. They argue how to teach the pasuk. The kasa of law, remeir teich. The kasa of law means chasima. The ksiva of that of the pasuk is chasima. Rabbi Elazar held that it means writing the get and eide mesira karti. That's the machlokes that we had last year. Vaitu, we had a machlokes rishayim. How to learn Rabbi Elazar? How to learn remeir? In Rabbi Elazar, we had Shita Sarif, that af Eide Mesira Karati. Then Rebbe Elazar says Eide Mesira Karati, he means Eide Mesira also, Avad Eide Chasim Agad. But it's either Eide Chasim or Eide Mesira. And Fakeret traces held that it's Dafka. Tell Rebbe Elazar, it's Dafka Eide Mesira only. So we had a machlokes in Rebbe Elazar, who still holds Eide Mesira Karati, if it's Dafka or Lav Dafka. And we had a corresponding machlokes in Remeir. Remeir says Eide Chsima Karati. So the Rif holds by Rebbe Elazar that it's either or, not Eide Mesira Karati. So he held in Remeir that it's Dafka. Eide Chsima Karati means it's enough Eide Chsima and that's it. You don't need Eide Mesira. And Tosfos seemed to hold in Remeir, not Af, but he held that you need Eide Chasima, but you also need Eide Mesira. It wasn't so clear in Tosfos, we discussed it, but it seemed to be that Tosfos held that you need both, that you need Eide Chasima and Eide Mesira. So that, at the end of the day, we ended up with basically two shitas Shehem Arba, Shtayim Shein Arba. We had two pshatim in Rebbe Elazar and two pshatim in Remeir. Now with Negat, our Mishnah is going like Remeir. That's what the Pashtus HaGemara says in Gittin. The case of Kosev Savyada is in Gittin. So we're going to talk according to Remeir, like the Pashtus. And we're going to talk according to Remeir. This says the according to Remeir holds Eide Chasima Karati is Ksav Yadai good enough? That's the issue that we have to understand. Because that's Bederach Hakdama. You have to know the Machlaikis. The Rishayim will talk about Remeir of Elazar. They talk about our Mishnah being Pashtus Remeir. And we're going to discuss according to Remeir unless we'll see others who talk differently. So what does it say in the Mishnah? Suffolk Erishin. Kosav b'ksav yadai ve'ein alav eidim. What's the case of Suffolk Erishin? He wrote a get b'ksav yadai with no eidim. And what did he do with it? What did he do with the star? He wrote ksav yadai without eidim. What did he do with the piece of paper? Presumably, I don't know, did he give it with eidim asir or that eidim asir? The Mishnah doesn't say. The Mishnah Peivav in Gittin doesn't say. We're sort of left a little unclear what the case of the Mishnah is. If Kosav B'Ksav Yadai means he gave with Eide Mesira, he didn't give it Eide Mesira, we don't see that in the Mishnah. So now we're going to have to figure out, L'chayrit should be telling the Machlokes. According to the Rif, who holds Eide Chasima alone is enough, so here also, Kosav B'Ksav Yadai should be enough. According to Tosfos, that even like Remeya idachsima needs Eidei Mesira, the Taichin in the Mishnah is Kosov Iksav Yadai, and he gave it with Eidei Mesira. The just simple Taichin in the Mishnah. That's the way we're going to have to learn. You need a Mesira according to Rifle Remeya. You need a Mesira. Do you need Eidim on the Mesira? So, according to Rif, you don't need Eidim on the Mesira. We understood that the Eidach Sima, Hein Hein, maybe the Eidim. So, it's type of two ways to learn again. It's type of two ways to learn if it's just the idea or if they're considered the Eidim. Yeah, if they're considered the actual Eidim, or if this type of tainted that the Lashon Haran, not Lashon Harif, but Lashon Haran was mashma that they're Hein Hein Eidim, it means that they themselves are the Eidim. So we have two ways to learn. It's already getting a little confusing. So we have Vermeer Rav Elazar, two ways to learn Vermeer, and then two ways to learn, and one of the ways to learn Eidim. The Hein Hein Eidim won't help. You're right. So when we finish with Rav Chaim, we're going to have to see how that works out. If Rav Chaim stems with both ways. But again, going pashtus, I'm not getting into lamdus yet. We're only talking about taichin the Mishnah. Kosav iksav yodei. Does it mean kosav iksav yodei and he gave with Eidei Mesira? Or does it mean kosav iksav yodei and he gave without any Eidei Mesira? L'chayre, the Mishnah is open to both interpretations. It would depend how you learn, what you need. Whatever you need, that's what the Mishnah is talking about. We had last year, maybe you'll remember, we had a taisvis. Tosis asked why Mordechai didn't give Esther a get. Right? Esther said, Kasher Avadati Avadati, that before I go, when I go to Achashverosh Baratzain, I'm going to be asa to my husband, I'm going to be asa to Mordechai. So Tosis asked why did Mordechai give Esther a get. Anybody remember what he answered? We talked about Mordechai and Esther, if you don't remember. So Taisa said he was afraid she is Farsim Hadavar. You need Eidim. He's going to have to call an Eidim. He's going to have to call an Eidim. It's going to become a Farsim that Esther is really a Jewish woman. And that's why he didn't give a get. That was Taisa's terrors. The Rajbe asked on that. What did Rajbe ask? You should give Ksav Yadai. If you hold Kasim Ksav Yadai is kosher, so why does he need Eidim? Rashbe asked what? That he should write Ksav Yadai and give it to her, and that's kosher min haTorah. Right? Kasim Ksav Yadai vein olav Eidim is min haTorah a good get. But Rabbanan, it has it in Safi get. Min haTorah it's a good get. So Rashbe asked, why didn't he give Ksav Yadai? So Rashba said, "A meshivin al agadita. You don't ask kashas on agadita. Doesn't have to shnim with alacha, whatever that means exactly. That's generally shita se Rashba. A meshivin. Well, how are we going to answer Taisvis? How are we going to answer Taisvis? The kashas should have given b'ksav yadai. So how are we going to answer Taisvis? You understand? Taisvis l'shitase is not shver. Taisvis holds that you need Eidei Mesira b'ksav yadai. If you hold it, you need Eidei Mesira b'ksav yadai, so the Rashi Kasha makes no sense. You should have written b'ksav yadai and given to her. But he still needs Eidei. He still needs Eidei Mesira. Tosfos says he's afraid to have Eidei Mesira. So that Tosfos l'shitasai, that Eidei Chsima needs Eidei Mesira, Tosfos is right. The Rashi Mestama holds like the Rif. That if your whole custom Saviyada is good, that's Remeir. According to Remeir, you don't need Eidei Mesira. So then the Rashi was right. The Rashi was Kasha Kasha. So then it appears that there are two Mahalchim in Kasha Saviyada, like Rishayim, and they seem to argue if you need Eidei Mesira. Okay, that's the Halach Yelach of the Mishnah of the case of Kasav Iksav Yadai. Let's turn to Rashi. Rashi, the first wide line, explains Kasav Iksav Yadai. The Kaimalan Hoytzi olav ksavya de shulchan yevloi gaiva menachasim b'nei chayrin. Passing the Krav Elazar anyway, so... And as we can answer Taisus that sugya is going to Rav Elazar. It's going to Rav Elazar, and the whole kasha doesn't start in the first place. So no kasha doesn't start. No, you know. So that's what we said last year. Okay. Kasa b'ksav yadai. The kaim Allah and hoitzi Allah k'sav yadai shulchay b'lo yadav nuchasam and echayrin. Amak k'sav yadai b'lo yadim elsehi. Rashi is bringing a marker for Kosav Iksav Yadai. Rashi says, where do I know Ksav Yad is good? From Haitzi Allah Ksav Yadai Shulchayev Laigad Melchasim Nechayev. What's that case? Somebody goes into Pez, then he takes out a handwritten note. Now, here's a little tricky. You have to know Ksav Yadai, literally Ksav Yadai means he wrote it. The top Taisus says it means chasimas yada. We're not going to spend time at it, but in Shulchan Aruch, maybe we'll get to tomorrow, in Simen Samach Tes, it says either one is good. Either he signed the piece of paper. Well, after you sign it, if you write in your handwriting to someone, I owe you $100, the Shulchan Aruch passes that it's good. Taisus seems to say not that way. The top Taisus, Kosav Iksav Yada, Mefarash Rivam, Efelein Kalach chasimas yada. Taisus attaching Ksav Yadai seems to be Chasimas Yadai. Okay, but we'll leave that for now. So, what is Rashi's Raya? Rashi's Raya is... What? He signed it. He signed his name. Without? That's what Taisus seems to say. Taisus says, you need Chasimas Yadai. It seems Chasimas Yadai is not good enough. He says, how did Nan Hoitzel of Ksav Yadai? Taisus says, Haidu Chasimas Yadai. This is all staff. So Rashi is medama ksav yadai beget ksav yadai by mamon. So on this, the Muki Yosef is matzviya. The Muki Yosef says that the words of Rashi don't make sense. What are you comparing a get, a ksav yadai of a get is kosher, like we say by mamon that ksav yadai by mamon is good. B'chal not a dinyan. Ksav yad by mamin. Haydos v'adin kamei eidim dami. A person writes something down. So of course it's good. What does that have to do with gittin? A gittin is no, you can't walk into bez naydos v'adin kamei eidim dami. You need a get. There has to be a get to be piled a get. If you owe someone money, the get's not piled anything. The get's just the shtar is a riot. For a raya, he does about dinas kamei edim dami. By a get, the edim, edei haget, have to be piled a get. So the Nuki Yosef is matnia on Rashi. What is Rashi medama? Ksav yadei begitin, ksav yadei b'mominis. It's in the kar of Zelza. There's no shaychus. So Rav Chaim, the Grach al Hashas, which I gave out the other day, and it's printed in Gittin Daf Gimel. Reb Chaim goes on this Nebuka Yosef. If you look inside, he starts off by being Masber the Nebuka Yosef's Kasha. But in the end, what he says is the following, to explain Rashi. Because the Emes is Shver and Rashi. It's shver one thing to dinyan. It's another shver akaitis bechlau. Eidei haget needs eidis l'kiyume. We know that. Eidei haget needs eidis l'kiyume all the time. If you need eidis l'kiyume, so how could ksav yadai be good? How does that work? A get is not like a shtar raya. Shtar raya is the eidim are just the raya ba'alma. If you lend someone money without eidim, he still owes you money. But if you give a get without eidim, it's garnished. Even your maidah, she's maidah. So Reb Chaim learns in Rashi. The Rashi's learning that there were eidim mesira. Rashi teaches the Mishnah, Kosav Biksav Yadai, and he gave the get with Eidei Mesira. In other words, Rashi is going Lishitas Taisvis and Mesechus Git, that a Ksav Yad needs Eidei Mesira. If a Ksav Yad needs Eidei Mesira, so you have no problem of Eidei Slakiyume, because Eidei Mesira had Eidei Slakiyume. The Eidei Mesira themselves are a poil, whatever has to be nifal and a get. If you hold that the Remeh is made, that Eidei Mesira help also. So it's fine. Eidei Mesira. Rashi on Peivav. Does Rashi say that, or is the Bach say on that part of Rashi that that Rashi is really Taisus? On Peivav, right? On the side over there. Okay, we're going to take a look at it. There's a Rashi on the Mishnah Peivav. And part of the Rashi, there's a Gos Habach that says it's not really Rashi. It's really Taisus on Gimel, somebody stuck in a Haggah in the middle of Rashi. So if I'm lucky and that's the right part, which I hope it is, then we're in good shape. Okay, we'll take a look.
You're going to see places that point to Remeir and need both.
Right.
So no one holds in Remeir that just Eidei Mesira is enough.
Good. We said in Tosis in Remeir that you need Eidei Chesima and Eidei Mesira. Our Mishnah is telling us that for the chelik of Eidei Chesima, it's enough Ksav Yadai. The kasha was that you need Eidei Slakiyume. Without Eidei Slakiyume, it's no good. For that, Rav Chaim is saying that Eidei Mesira could pile the Torah's requirement of Eidei Slakiyume, wherever it comes from. The requirement of Eidei Slakiyume is Nifal Eidei Mesira Bilvad. Now we still have to understand, Lamaisa Rashi is saying Ksav Yadai is the Makam Eidei Chesima, so you have to come back to that. But on the kasha that you need Eidei Slakiyume, on that, Rashi holds that over here it's talking that there are Eidei Mesira. And since there are Eidei Mesira, the Eidei Mesira are a Poyel Eidei Slakiyume. What does the Ran hold? So we could go, what does Muki Yosef hold? In Svara we could go many ways. I'll tell you what Rav Chaim says. Rav Chaim says the Muki Yosef holds, like the Rif. He doesn't say the word Rif. He says the Muki Yosef holds that Eidei Chesima are good enough for Eidei Mesira too, which is the Shitas HaRif. You don't need Eidei Mesira. And the Mishnah is talking without Eidei Mesira. And the Mela, he has some Rashi. He has some Rashi. What's the Raya for a moment? Right, so he's saying in Rashi, he's saying that was Ksav Yadai plus Eidei Mesira in our Mishnah. That's how Rashi learned the Mishnah. It was Ksav Yadai plus Eidei Mesira. In the Ran learns that there was no Eidei Mesira. Because we're going to Remeh. Remeh doesn't require Eidei Mesira. So the Eidei Chesima payol for the Eidei Mesira as well. So since the Eidei Chesima payol for the Eidei Mesira, so that's good enough. According to Rashi, why is it only Suffolk yet? Midrabanan. The Suffolk yet of this Mishnah is not a Suffolk. We treat it like a Suffolk. It's really, all the three cases of the Mishnah are, it's not a get, and the children are not mamzer. We treat it, Midrabanan, not a Suffolk. So according to the Ran, what do you do with Eidei Slakiyume? So the Ran says, it's a gzeiras hakasav of a kasav law. He's matmi on Rashi, because Rashi is medamit to Mammon. So what's taka the Ran's pshat? No Eidei Mesira, no Eidei Chesima. How does it work like the Ran? So the Ran says that it's a gzeiras hakasav of a kasav law. And the gzeiras hakasav of a kasav law means ksav yadai is good. Gzeiras hakasav is again his kashas. So if it tells gzeiras hakasav is finished, that's how the Ran learns. At the end of the day, the Ran is a bigger chiddush than Rashi. How the Mahanik Savyadi began, Tama de Milsa, Dixiv, the Kosav Law, Harek Savyadi Kedim Gemur. So it comes out, we still haven't explained Rashi's Dimyan. We have to come back to Rashi's Dimyan in a moment. But first, just the halachic halach of Reb Chaim comes out in Rashi. We're learning that there were Eidim Asira. There were Eidim. In the Ran, we're learning the Ran holds that it's a Xeris HaKosav of a Kosavla. That Ksiva alone, Ksav Yodai alone, is Payal Aget. Where's the Eidim Lekiyume? We have to talk about it. It's Xeris HaKosav. We'll try to understand it later. I should add, I checked the Rashi. The Rajba says the same as the Ran, just the Rajba is on Lamed Aleph on the base, we explained the mission.
The
Muki Yosef, right. The Rajba is the same as the Muki Yosef. The Rajba also says, Exeris HaKosav of HaKosav La. The Shitas fit nicely because by Mordechai Vester we said that the Rajba was going with the Shita of the Rif, that it's enough Ksiva without Eidim Mesira. So the Rajba here. Taka learns like the Ran, like the Muki Yosef. Rashi learns like the Muki Yosef. That's Xeris HaKosav of a Kosav Law, and that's why it works. Good. Rashi holds the Eidim Mesira, so Rashi doesn't have to come on to that. The Eidim Mesira, I Ksav Yodi B'Mokim Eidim Sima, so that you have to understand Rashi, which we'll get to the other piece of Reb Chaim. But this is the Nakuda that Reb Chaim says that this Machlaikis, Rashi and the Muki Yosef, this Yana Machlaikis we hadn't gotten. Whether you need Eidim Mesira or not, the Machlokes had attached to Mishnah. If you're writing a translation of the Mishnah, you're teaching it to a sixth grader, you're teaching him Kosav Ksav Yadai, do you have to explain Kosav Ksav Yadai and he gave it with Eidim? Machlokes Rishayim. Where's the Machlokes Rishayim in the Reb Chaim? Because I didn't see here in the Rishayim here they should explain the Feirish if there was Eidim, if there were Eidim Mesira, there weren't Eidim Mesira. They don't go into it. But Lamai said, it's totally Yana Machlokes. And it turns out that's the Machlokes Rashi and Muki Yosef.
The question is that the Eidim Hakim Aguf and not the Eidim Mesira. That's only if you learn, like, Sharif in a Malach, not a Rameyer.
If you remember, we had a little bit of a problem because the Ran there said it in Rameyer, and the lady said it in Rebbe Lazar. He mentioned the Svarim, the original Kasha, in Rameyer as well. And the Svarim should go to Rameyer too. Have to work out how it works. Well, we don't have a problem. We're going to say it in Rameo alone. We don't have a problem. It gets complicated. If Yehoram is only a dechassim, like the Rif himself, is not a problem. And you all like Rashi, that Reb Elazar is dafke de mesira vayti, have no problem. We'll learn in Rameo that hey name, that I don't use the lashon hey name, but it means that they dechassim are they de mesira, or not sadi and they de mesira.
Why is it?
Why the Rabbanim passed? You have Eidim Mesira. Why did the Rabbanim passel Ksav Yadai? Okay, so we're going to have to figure out why the Rabbanim passel. I think it's the question is Alts Kanunya. We'll have to see the problem with Ksav Yadai is he can always add the date. It's already all in his handwriting. He can add the date. So he'll make a kanunya. You have two Eidim on the Chesima then. If you have two Eidim on the Chesima, you can't change. If you hold Eidim Mesira Karati, just Eidim Mesira, but then Rabbi Elazar held that Rabbanu Agai is Eidim Chesima, with Rabbanu, because of was the Lashon Tikkun Eidim. So what's Shat? Now we answered like Rashi, Eidim L'Kiyume, that part. But the Dimyon of Rashi still needs Hesber. And here Reb Chaim explains the dinyan of Rashi. After he took off the problem, the Eidus L'Kiyume problem, he explains the dinyan of Rashi. And this goes back to a Reb Chaim that's in many places. In Baruch Berberings and Gitnek, so is this Reb Chaim's Yisayid. The words of Reb Chaim are that the dinyan, the ksav yodei by mamin, is l'shavye shtara. I think that's the lashon Reb Chaim, that's the lashon Reb Nochum here in the daf, quotes Reb Baruch Ber saying the same thing. That Rashi means l'shavye shtara. Now here we're going to stop and talk about l'shavye shtara, the idea of l'shavye shtara, so that we basically, there are two halakim to understanding Rashi. What we've spoken about till now, the first half today, is to understand that's a machlokes Rishayim, if you need Eidei Mesira, and that's the machlokes between Rashi and Mugi Yosef. The dimyon of Rashi, that Reb Chaim plugs into his Yisoidos and Shtaros, and that we're going to discuss, because as you're going to see soon, our sugya ultimately in the Gemara is one of the ikrei sugyas in this idea. Reb Chaim has a concept of koyach hashtar. We call it koyach hashtar, some call it din shtar, whatever you want to call it. There's a concept of koyach hashtar. What's the idea of koyach hashtar? We have a klal that eidim hachsumim b'shtar k'mi shenechgru eidusam b'bezdin. That if eidim sign a shtar, it's nechgru eidusam b'bezdin. What does that mean? If you think about it for a minute, it's a davar pella. I have two people, live witnesses. What's better, live witnesses or witnesses on a piece of paper? Everyone will tell you it should be better live witnesses, right? Live witnesses walk into Bezdin. And they say, we saw Reuven borrow money from Shimon. What do? We have to go through the Sheva Chakiris. There are questions we have to ask them. And we have to try to catch them in contradicting each other. We do Drishas as well. Chakiris are 7 questions that Chazal mandated. And Drishas are the other questions. Questions about where was he standing? Where were they? Where'd they come from? How'd they walk in? Try to catch them with a contradiction. 2 live Eidim walk in. The din of live Eidim is that they need Rishon Chakir. Let's say the live Eidim don't walk in. Instead of walking in, they wrote a shtar chayv, and they send it into Bezdin. Bezdin takes the shtar chayv, from a kind of signatures, they have to make sure it's authentic. We don't ask them a single question. We don't try to catch them contradicting each other. We accept the shtar, and it's good. Even if they are dead, we accept the shtar. They could be dead. There's no way we can catch them, try to catch them contradicting each other. It's a kosher shtar. Halei davaru. A shtar is better than live Eidim.
How would it be done?
How would it be? Well, if they're dead, it's hard to catch them.
How would the shtar? How would the shtar? How could it catch them?
The taka can't. The taka can't. And the idea of koyach hashtar is taka out of necessity, the way we usually understand. Now, the reason for koyach hashtar, whether you accept my reason or not, usually in yeshiva the way it's understood is that it can't run a world without shtaris. It's impossible to run a world without shtaris. You buy a house, you have eidim. If you don't have a shtar, what's going to happen 2 years later? Somebody's going to come be meyer on it. You're going to have to find the eidim. Especially before they had telephones. How are you going to find the eidim? The koyach hashtar is a necessity in Dinei Mamonos, that there should be a concept, there should be such an idea of koyach hashtar. But it's more than that. There's a chazaka shenasa begadol, the Gemara says. If you have eidim signed a shtar, you don't know when they were born. The chazaka is they were gedolim. If they signed the shtar, the chazaka is they were gedolim. If they walk into Bezdin, and someone questions if they're gedolim, the nitzvah says, and maybe they're ketanim. Bezdin's going to try to prove it. Bezdin's trying to be a mevayer if they're gedolim. In a shtar, if he's ma'ir, they're ketanim, he has to prove it. The assumption in the shtar is that it's good. Now, Rabbi Chanan takes the idea of koyach hashtar, and he shows that the idea of koyach hashtar is such that any possible doubt in the shtar, we assume the kashrus to a degree that it's a double pella, it's a plia. When you learn these yisaidis, lamashal, Rabbi Chanan brings that if you have a shtar, and the shtar says that Pliny, I think the case he had was Pliny gave a gift to all his daughters. His son's not going to be Irish in him. So he gave a gift to all his daughters. It says, Chol Benoisei. Let's say he has 5 daughters. Chol Benoisei. One of the Eidim is related to one of the sisters, but not to the others. Related through marriage. To one of the sisters. You know, one is a brother-in-law to one of the sisters. So what would you and I say? Someone reads a shtar. It says Pliny gives $1,000 to each of his five daughters. It doesn't say the word five, it says to all of his daughters. And it's signed by one daughter's brother-in-law. You would say it's possible, he's Negev Avis. What does the Rashba say? That we touch up the shtar that he meant the other four daughters. It doesn't, if it says all five daughters, you have no choice. If it says L'chol b'noisai, the Rashba says in the tshuva, that we touch up the shtar, that the touch of the shtar is that it means four of the daughters. And not this one daughter who's related to an aid. Why should we touch it that way? Rabbi Chanan says that the din shtar is that anything a person could do to make a shtar kosher, any way you could touch it to make it kosher, you're mechuyev to touch it. A shtar, can yishinechru eidusim bebez, that is not only a din in the eidus, it's a din in the whole concept of shtar. The whole idea of shtar is such that we touch it in a way to be machshir the shtar, as long as it's possible to be machshir the shtar. That is kayach hashtar, that we touch it to make it kosher. So Rabbi Chanan is in Yesh Neichlin, Rav Abbasra. And I think there are numerous cases of such an idea of kayach hashtar, and that's the idea, the Yisayid HaDvarim in kayach hashtar. Now, the idea of kayach hashtar goes back to a question. We know this is a sarkasim mipi amvalay mipi ksavim. Eidim have to come into Beis Din alive and speaking and say Eidus. If Eidim can't come to Beis Din, they want to write it on a piece of paper and send it into Beis Din. Nothing doing. Now, Lamed Aleph Amid Beis, the Gemara is briefly related in regard to our Mishnah, that brings such a discussion as a kasa, that Rahman Omer, that there's such an idea of Mepiyam Alayim Piksavam, that things have to be done orally. Things, this has to be said orally. So, what's the kasha? Right, if Mepiyam Alayim Piksavam, so what's Shver? How is a shtar ever good? How do you ever have a shtar that's good? How do you ever have that a shtar is good? Every single shtar in the world is Mepiyam Alayim Piksavam. You take a shtar into Beis Din, you're passing, she's an Eishes Ish, or you're passing that he owes money, you're passing someone owns a field. It's Mepiyam Alayim Piksavam. Problem. So, this kasha is asked by the Rif, addressed by the Rif, the Baal Amor, the Ramban. Just turn to the back. I want to show you where it is because I'd like you to look through it. It's on Daf Tesamid Aleph and Daf Eha Rif. So, it's Be'etim on the Gemara Lamed Aleph on the days. However, it would be good to be introduced to it now. It's Daf Tesamid Aleph Rif. Read with you the kasha in the Rif. If you look in the Rif, towards the end of the narrow lines, Hamilsa Makshu Buhu Rabbanan. See, it's like there are five or six lines up in the narrow lines. Hamilsa Makshu Buhu Rabbanan. You all know the Rif doesn't do this too often. The Rif is halacha safe. Hamilsa Makshu Buhu Rabbanan. Hechi Aminun Hacha. Rachmana Amar Mepiyam Alayim Piksavam. How do we have such gzeres hakasuv? Mepiyam Alayim Piksavam Vatanan. Neman Amar De Adam Loimer Zek Sav Yadei Shel Abba. Zek Sav Yadei Shel Rebbe. Zek Sav Yadei Shel Anna. Ochi. Visafek Tabina Mepiyam Alayim Piksavam. Hashta Afagab De Amri Inu Zek Sav Yadeinu. Ein Nemanim. Even if they will come themselves and say Zek Sav Yadeinu, then Ein Neman. Elo be'inon adi adi leila sadusa umasidi ba'ahashta alpeh. We need, they should know the edis and say it now ba'alpeh. V'iloi masidi ba'alpeh, loi have your edis. Ki Ami Achmini Zek Sav Yadish O Pliny Avi Eidus. That's the Pel. That's the plea that the Rif is asking. It's a basic question in Dinei Shtaros. Why is any Shtar kosher if, in fact, there's a Gzeres HaKosav of a Pia, Vilayim Piksavam? How could any Shtar in the world be kosher? Now, in two words, of course, Reb Chaim's answer to that would be Kaya Hashtar. That is the concept of Kaya Hashtar. It's true. It's a bit of an oversimplification. I'd like to pass out. I'd like to hand out pieces of paper here. This is a ktsais, which Xubis, and Afchav Dalid, I gave this exact copy. And in Gittin, when we dealt with this sugya, I handed out this the exact size here. And now you should try as best you can to save these pieces of paper till we get. I hope if there aren't enough copies, I'll make some more. What? Yes, yeah, best you. Somebody cleaned out the sorry. These are the. These are the four Shitas HaRishayim in the Sugya. Obviously, today we're concerned with Rashi. And please hold on to these pieces of paper, at least to Lamed Aleph on the days. We're going to deal with all the Rishayim, because the Balamor is the Balamor on the page, the Ramban is the Ramban on the page, and the Rif, we have to figure out what the Rif holds. But the beginning of this Ktzai says, Hine b'zeh shechaitchen dine mames v'edish v'shtar mitzonu arba shitas. He brings four shitas. Ha'echon shitas Rashi u'Balamor. I have to tell you that in the Ktzais, the new Ktzais and the Navagais in the bottom, they write, I forgot the shame who, that Hechon Rashi has that. Where is this Rashi? How do we know Rashi holds like this Balamar? So we can't say for certain that it's Shitas Rashi, and the Ktzais says for certain. We don't know the marker for it, but the Balamar is klar. Shitas Rashi and the Balamor, the Kiva and the Enkais and Ashtar Elamidas HaMeschayiv, Loi Havam Vepik Savam. It's not considered that the Edim wrote the Edis. Elam Vepik Savai. It's like the Baldova wrote it. Vahainu Vepik Sav HaMeschayiv. And that is, it's coming from the Ksav HaMeschayiv. What does that mean? Every shtar needs das hamischayiv. What are the words das hamischayiv? The pashta taich. Das hamischayiv means the one who orders the shtar written has to be the one that stands to lose in the shtar. In other words, I borrow money from you. I'm the loiva, you're the malva. You tell me you'll only do it if you write a shtar. Now we all know that shtaris in Chazal is not like shtaris in America. Edim signed a shtar before the Maisa happened. Edim kais shtar leloiva afal pisha in hamal ve'imai. The loiva goes to two Edim, takes out a piece of paper, he writes ani Pliny borrowed $100 from Pliny, and he tells him sign. At the time they sign, it didn't happen yet. Kais shtar leloiva afal pisha in hamal ve'imai. You write a shtar for a loiva and the malva is not there. The loiva takes the shtar. They can go home. And the loiva goes to the malva and he gives it to him in exchange for the money. That's the way shtaris work. Kois shtar la loiva. A loiva is the das hamischayiv. He's the one that stands to lose by this piece of paper. And since he stands to lose, the das hamischayiv, which is the loiva, is the one who writes the shtar. And I'm selling you a house, same thing. You kaisen shtar lemeicher, You write the shtar for the meicher, even though the lekeach is not there. The meicher is the das hamaschayev in the shtar. He's the one that loses in the shtar. So Mamela, you write the shtar for him who loses in Kedushin. Who loses by Kedushin. Who's the meschayev by shtar Kedushin? Huh? She? But he writes the shtar. What? Huh? She's mischayev her ishus. He's mischayev. Actually, that's only the suin. I mean, by kedushin, the kedushin doesn't lose anything. He loses. He can't marry her sisters, right? Okay, so we'll see. We're going to get to das mischayev. What? Remember, mezainis is nesuin, not ksuba. Actually, he's mechayev himself that if you're beischayev, she's chayev mezainis. Okay, so there is a Reb Chaim on Das Maschayev. No, it's nothing to do with this Reb Chaim. There's a Reb Chaim on Das Maschayev, and we get the Lamed Aleph on the base. Well, how about to do? He talks about somebody, he writes about a Prizbal. A Prizbal is written with Das, not with Das Maschayev. So we'll get to it. But right now, we're talking about Stam Dinei Mamin. And Dinei Mamin, you write a Shtar Vishim Das Maschayev. So the Chapit of Balamor is that it's not Mepik Savam, it's Mepik Savoy. The Ramban is the Shita that's more like Reb Chaim's Yisoid. Sheinis Rishita Saramban. He's calling it the Ramban. The Ramban learns that it's the Rif. Rishita Saramban. The Loi Shayach Beidisha B'Shtar Mepik Savam Kima Nichtav Benusach Shtar Havalei Kimishinech Kuei Dusan Bebezim Loi Shayach Mepik Savam Elecha De'enei B'Tayr Shtar. This Ramban is Reb Chaim's Yisoid. The Ramban says, he's not saying a svara like the Balamor. Balamor said a svara, Mepi Savam is no good, Mepi Dasa Meschayev is good. When you write a shtar, it's a Dasa Meschayev writing the shtar. It's not the Eidim, it's the Eidim sign it. But it's the Meschayev who authorizes, gives the Kayach Hashtar. The Ramban learns, if you look at the words, we'll see the words of the Ramban, but the words of the Ketzayis B'Shem Ramban. Is loyshayich be'edisha b'shtar mepiksavam the kiva and the nichta b'nusach shtar. How about like Mishnah Kriyos on the best? Since it's written b'nusach shtar, and by shtaris there's a din of edim shabishtar k'mishnah Kriyos on the best. Loyshayich mepiksavam alaych adayna b'tarish shtar. There, this is a bezin to k'edis. It's edis, not edis mepiksav. It's k'mishnah kuv bezin. Shtaru bezin, different story. So that. The Ramban is saying that shtaris are different. Why are shtaris different? I'm not sure. But a shtar has its own name, its own kayach. It's not a ksav. There's a ksav and there's a shtar. Now I mentioned shlishi shushitas taisvis. This taisvis is in ksubis, but it's also in lamed aleph amid beis, the top taisvis in yevamis. So the shitas taisvis we'll get to. And revi hu shitas a Rambam. The Rambam holds shtaris and the Rabbanim. Rambam has a mechudish tikashita. All shtaris are an innovation of the Rabbanim. They're not deraisa, except get. The Rambam is matmi on the Rambam. He says, how can you say shtaris to Rabbanim? The get says mechudish. So we understand the Rambam means shtaraya. Shtaraya is an innovation of the Rabbanim. It's totally a Rabbanim. There's an atayr, there's no such thing as a shtar. Now, whether you learn like the Ramban or the Rambam, whether you host the Rashi or the Rabbanon created a concept of shtaris, or the Torah created a concept of shtaris. That idea of shtaris is a kayach that's unique to shtaris. That shtaris have a power. They have a power in Bezdin that we're going to paskin up yishtar. It's a very strange thing. Until today, people are nervous to forge things. People are nervous. People don't want to forge somebody else's signature. Some people do. But there's a bigger nervousness. It's easier to lie. More people lie than people who forge stars. For some reason, there's a kayach hashtar. I'll tell you what kayach hashtar is. I have a son who couldn't get a driver's license because his social security card and his birth certificate spelled his first name differently. A one letter difference. So you need two pieces of ID. So I went down, I couldn't get it. It was spelled by one letter, it was spelled differently. You look at these people, you don't think they could read even. So they told me if I bring a school ID card, it could be a good second ID. So go to yeshiva and ask for a school ID card. Yeah. So I went to the computer, I made a school ID card, I had to take a passport picture, I put it on. I went to the store on 18th Avenue and had it laminated. I went back to the Social Security Administration and I gave them his birth certificate with the school ID card, and shine, now everything is good. Accepted. So can I ask you why they accept it? Such a nourish thing, anybody could do it. Doesn't take much brains. I'm not an artist, it's a fortune. It's Kaya Hashtar. The concept of Kaya Hashtar is that in the world is a certain assumption of credibility to Shtaris, which is more than even Avis. That assumption that Shtaris are good, that's Kayach Hashtar. And that Kayach has two sides to it. It has a Kayach, like the Ramban, and the Rambam, the Esed Rabbanan, but it has a Kayach that is not Sulma Piksavam. That's Mitzad being accepted in Bezdin. And Mitzad touching it up, it's Kamishnechwe Dusan the Bezdin, it has a Kayach that we accept it as a shtar, b'chol din yanei shtaris. It's accepted on a presumption of good. If you want to disprove a shtar, the only time you could do is say, be mekayim the signatures. Once the signatures are mekuyim, there's nothing you can do unless you prove it. You can't say, maybe. You have to disprove it. You have to disprove it. Of course it's disproved. So that, getting back to our Reb Chaim, and Reb Chaim says it, Reb Chaim's I handed out. I saw again Reb Nachum here on this Rashi. It's a one paragraph from Nachum. It's written very clearly. He's Masber, the same thing you could check into Reb Baruch Be'er we had in Gid. He says, what is Kavanas Rashi? What does Rashi want here? Rashi says Ksav Yodei is good. Why? Because it's like Bava Basra, that Ksav Yodei is enough to be Teveya from Karka B'nei Chayr. What does Rashi want with the Dimyan? We, Reb Chaim just said, we're talking there Eidei Mesira. Right? We're saying Eidei Mesira. So there Eidei L'Kiyum and Eidei Mesira. What does Rashi want? Remeya requires Eidei Chasima and Eidei Mesira. It has to have a Shem Shtar plus Eidei Mesira. If it's not a Shtar, it's not Eidei Mesira. Rashi is teaching us. How do you know Ksav Yodai has a Shem Shtar? How do you know Ksav Yodai is called a Shtar? You know how you know? Because it says in Bava Basra, you can be Tavea with it. You can be Tavea Karka with it. If you can be a Karka, must be that it has a Shtar. If it's not a Shtar, there's no Tavea Karka. So we see, again, Rav Chaim's Lashon, L'shav Yei Shtar. Rashi wants to show us that it is a Shtar, and that idea that it has, that Ksav Yodai has a Kayach Hashtar, Rashi is proving from Bava Basra. That's Kavanas Rashi, to give Ksav Yad a Din Shtar, that it's called the Shtar. According to Reb Chaim, the Ran is not arguing with that. Muki Yosef, keep saying Ran. Muki Yosef is not arguing with that. Muki Yosef is masking that Ksav Yodai gets a din of a Kayach Hashtar. He's asking, because the Ran holds you don't need Eidei Mesira. Muki Yosef holds you don't need Eidei Mesira. If you don't need Eidei Mesira, where are the Eidei L'Kiyume? Where are they? There are no Eidei L'Kiyume. So for that, he's coming, he's answering that he's asking on Rashi where the Eidei, and he comes and answers there's a cause of the Kassel. But in the according to Reb Chaim, their argument is if you need Eidei Mesira. But in the side that the Shav Yei Shtar, everybody's masking. So this is the Limud Havana in Rashi. And at the end of the day, when we finish explaining Rashi, we have to come away with a havana of what Ksav Yadai is. Why? What does it turn out? What is Ksav Yadai? Is Ksav Yadai just another type of shtar? Is Ksav Yadai a bazinger din? Ksav Yadai. Comes out the way Reb Chaim is explaining it, that Ksav Yadai is a form of shtar. It's a form of shtar. That's Rashi's proof. It's a form of shtar. It has dine kayach shtar. And it works with shtar. It works like shtaris. Now, this is all the Reb Chaim. Reb Nachum in Gittin adds a second akuda, which we'll see when we get to the Gemara. Maybe we'll spend time on, maybe we won't. He adds a second akuda in the discussion of Rashi. But I don't want to drop what we have till now. We have till now stands. Rashi's talking about Eid Mesira, that answers the Kasha of Eidus Lefiume, and Rashi wants to show it has a Kayach Ashtar, that's his dinyan. Not changing anything. Here's another Nakuta here. The Muki Yosef said that by Mamim it works because Haidas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. By Mamim, the reason Shtaris works is because Haidas Baldin Kamei Eidim Dami. And that is by Mamim, Haidas Baldin. By Gittin, there's no din haidas baldin kamei eidim dami. Is that muskim by everybody? That by Gittin, you don't say haidas baldin kamei eidim dami. That's the issue that Reb Nachum addresses. And it sounds like from Reb Nachum and Gittin that it could be that's good for the machlaikis rashi in the Ran, if there's an idea of haidas baldin kamei eidim dami. Now, if it's machlaikis rashi in the Ran, I'm happy with the Reb Chaim. But the site itself, if by Gittin Haidas Baldin works, a man walks into Bezdin and a woman, they both married, he gave her a get. Where's the get? I lost it. We had a get, of course they have to say they had a get with Aiden, and the Masira. They move here from somewhere else, and they tell us, oh, we had a get there, and we left the get behind. Do we say Haidas Baldin Kamei Aiden Dami? Taisus and Gittin Dafdalan Maralam. At the bottom of the page, the last, there's a one-line Taisus on bottom, the end of the previous Taisus. Taisus says that a get is chav lachrini. Haidas baldin kamei eidim dami doesn't work because it's chav lachrini. Who's it chav? Of a man or woman, he says he gave a get, she says I got a get. Who's it chav to? Anybody? What? The kuchis? You mean if the tevei amam? Tevei Amamin for Ksuba. If it's Tevei Ksuba, then it could be Chavlet Lekuchis. Okay, Tais doesn't say Lekuchis. Tais doesn't talk about Amamin. Tais says, it's Chav Tekayanim. That's what Tais says. Tais says, a get is Chav Tekayanim. Now she's a Grusha, she can't marry Kayanim. If they're married, she also can't marry Kayanim. So it's only Chav Lachrini if her husband dies later, and then it will come out that's Chav Lachrini to marry Kayanim. Come there. So it will come out from Taisvis if she's a Grusha from before, or a Chalala, or a Zaina, that it's not Chav Lachrini. It seems, now if Taisvis Lashon is that it doesn't work, period. And Taisvis Chav Lachrini for Kayanim. It's okay. Chav Lachrini to anybody else? Can anybody think of anything that's Chav Lachrini besides the Shail of Mominus? But there could be from Mominus to Taka, don't believe it. What? For Yibam. It's Chav Lachrini for Yibam. Okay. I was thinking, I think we spoke about it in the sister last year. Normally, if they're married and he dies, married a sister. Grusha, we said it in the talks later that if you give a get and then die, Bechayel applies. But even that, you could have a person who has no sisters, you could have a man who has no brothers, it could be they have children. It's Shavi Nafshi anyway, and for her also. Shavi Nafshi. So it's not chayav lachrid. What? Yeah, legabi the get, legabi her being the gerusha, shavianashe comes up. Right, the lemaisa, the Rashba says, tupshat. He says like the Ran, also kasavla. He says inami. It actually says first. It could be that it's not chavlash greini. If he does by the kavei, then maybe it works by getting too. So we have here a number of complications in understanding ksav yadai. We have Rashi with the whole long hasbro we have. We have the Ran and one of the Rashi's pshat in that's exeris akrasim of ksav yadai. There's a third pshat which we're going to have to find time to deal with. That the reason ksav yadai works is because we do say hadas bad and kamei and by again. That we do say hadas bad and kamei and by. That's the Rashi's other mahalach. Reb Nachum learns that Rashi holds hadas bad and kamei. You know, that's why it works. That's Rashi's opinion. To the Rashi holds like that half of the Rashi. So it turns out in ksav yadai we have three possible mahalachim. Now for tomorrow, I would like you to learn the first size of Simas Samach Tes. Is important in knowing the rules of ksav yadai. I'm not sure we'll spend a lot of time on it. The Nesivis in Sivkot and Gimel, it's not the beginning of Sivkot and but most of Sivkot and Gimel is argues with the Ktsais. So there is a machloikis, the Ktsais and the Nesivis and how to work with ksav yadai. It's Hashem, hopefully tomorrow we'll come back.